we worked really hard, and you know, it's expected of us to go out there and win these games. You know, so I appreciate, you know, the work these guys, you know, Matt did a really good job of motivating the team, and we went out there and did our jobs.
Special teams offense turnovers lead to 18 Bears points in the second half. That put you guys behind the eight ball. How impressive was it that you guys were able to overcome the adversity that really has bitten you guys for the first five games?
You know, we work really hard, you know, over the week, you know, prepare ourselves for those situations. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we went out there and executed pretty well.
Golden said he thought maybe it was your guys' best week of practice so far this season. Do you think that was the case? You think that had something to do with what you did out on the field today?
We worked really hard this week. And, man, it's definitely one of the best week of practice we've had. And now it's a challenge for us to keep that up, to keep building on top of that.
You talked about Matt's intensity today. How much did you guys feed off that as a team?
No, personally, I love that. You know, if someone, you know, goes out there and talk to us, you know, get us all hyped up, I feed off that.
Offensive line performance, you're going to see more on film, but how did your initial reaction to the way you guys performed as a unit, given Matthew time and open holes in the run game?
I mean, we went out there to do our jobs, you know, and we took our opportunities of everything that we got, and we executed.
Probably your best running performance of the year as a team. How much did that open up what you guys were able to accomplish in the past game?
A lot. You know, a team that can run the ball well, you know, forces teams to respect it, and that opens up the secondary for us.
Did Matthew do anything differently today to motivate you guys so much?
He went out there and took control of the team. You know, he led the offense, and he kept everyone's tempo up. So,
how important was that to you guys, you know, after the week that he had last week, stepping up like that?
I mean, for me, I love that. You know, I feed off that. You know, I love, you know, when guys are talking. I love that fuels me.
Like, for as much as you guys have struggled in the run game, how gratifying was it to be able to put some production together in that?
Like I said, man, it feels good to see the results of the work that we put in.
I know when you see the tape tomorrow, you're going to be impressed by this, but Cornelius Lucas really played as a very good sixth offensive lineman. I know you've had a chance to see him in practice, but from the little you're able to see from your, you know, lateral vision there, how good was he playing the sixth offensive lineman role in the tight end?
I mean, based on what I could see out there, I mean, he did pretty really good job out there. And, you know, it's good to have, you know, a sixth offensive lineman out there. You know, that just puts a lot more pride for the line.
And last for me is Manny Ramirez had a child overnight. I know you guys, a pretty emotional game for him, but how special was it for him? Because I didn't get a chance to talk to him, for you to help him deliver that win.
Oh, of course. You know, offensive line, we come together and we support each other. We have each other's back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we knew this was important for him, and it's important to us all as well.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
They kept you in the starting lineup. What does it mean to you that you've retained that starting role at this point?
I'm just happy I was able to go out there and help my team win the game.
Do you feel like you've come a long way since week one to where we are at week seven?
I feel like I came a long way since camp. You know, keep on getting better every week and better every week, and, you know, keep on staying ready and keep on doing my job.